bouncing back and forth between outside, inside, backer. Can you talk about that, how difficult it is for you, how fun it is, your thoughts?
You know, it's challenging, but I'm up to the task. You know, I'm just trying to be a good teammate and do my job, and that is to, you know, play where they need me to play, and, you know, have no excuses.
Did they tell you where they want you to start?
No, they right now, during the OTAs, it's you know, that they're just in evaluation stage, really. So, you know, I could be bouncing all over the place, but they know I can play outside. And right now, I'm, you know, obviously repping inside, you know, just to get reps at it.
How is Romeo's 3-4 different than Wade's?
There's, you know, I think every 3-4 defense is same in some regards, what the schemes that they play. You know, they all have some of the same characteristics, but you know, this year's, you know, there's always a different feel, and you know, it's obviously really up tempo right now, and right now I'm just trying to adjust to play middle backer and just grinding it out.
What do you think about Romeo so far?
I like Romeo. I think he's a great coach, and he's a teacher of the game. And you know, he's right now he's just trying to get everyone on the same page, and I think he's doing a pretty good job of that.
What can you guys do to bounce back from forcing only 11 turnovers?
You know, it's just a matter of guys making plays. You know, and that's definitely something that we have to change this year in order to be successful in defense. We know that's a big focus point this year.
Big teaching time right now. How much do you find yourself, you know, pulling some rookies aside and, you know, getting some advice? How much does that go on?
There's a lot of that, you know, and that's one point of emphasis this year is bringing these rookies along, and you know, it's their first time. A lot of them, you know, in my position, it's we're taking a lot of defensive linemen that had their hand on the ground and making them linebackers just like I did it. So I know what they're going through, and the amount of stuff they have to know is could be, you know, overbearing at some times. So you know, it's up to the older guys to help them, you know, bring them along and, you know, pull them aside if they need to.
What did you sense from them today, first time out there with you guys?
Say that again.
What did you sense from a lot of these rookies today, being out there with the vets?
Just a lot of following along and you know, trying not to make the same mistake as the guy ahead of him.
You mentioned tempo, a lot of music out there. You know, what do you think of all that?
You know, it's out there for a reason, you know, and you know, we're not going to be playing in a quiet stadium, so it's you know, good practice to increase the communication and the loudness of the calls, and so when it is quieter, it makes it a lot easier.
Brooks, you said you went from having your hand in the ground to stand up. How'd that transition go for you? Anybody help you along with it? And just kind of break it down for some people that don't know what goes into kind of making that switch.
Yeah, it's a big switch for guys who've always had their hand on the ground, because, you know, it's just, first of all, it's a different stance, you know, and now you got to read offenses, you got to recognize formations, you know, you have drop responsibilities now, you know, you can't just rush all the time, so it's a lot different, but, you know, it's something that has to be done in order to make the defense successful.
Brooks, to play inside, do you have to be a different weight than you are to play outside?
No, I mean, whatever I'm comfortable at and whatever they think I'm comfortable at is fine. There's no designated weight I have to be at.